This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, January 11, 2017. Julie Manganis writes in the Salem News, the owners of the Beverly landmark Nick's Famous Roast Beef have pleaded guilty to tax fraud charges that are expected to send them to jail when they are sentenced in April. Nicholas Koudanis of Topsfield and his brother-in-law, Nicholas Marcos of Lynn, pleaded guilty Tuesday in U.S. District Court to charges of aiding and abetting the filing of false tax returns and conspiracy. Their guilty pleas come after last Thursday's pleas by Eleni Koudanis to the same charges and Stephen Koudanis, the couple's son, who admitted to obstruction. All four are set to be sentenced on April 26. Court documents, including the plea agreement, indicate that Nicholas Koudanis will receive between 24 and 37 months in prison. The other defendant's sentences were not specified. More on this story, of course, in today's Salem News with Julie Manganis. The Lynn City Council will have new leadership in 2017, and Bill Newell has that story.
Rick, there is new leadership on the Lynn City Council. Ward 3 Councilor Darren Sear was unanimously elected president, while Councilor-at-Large Buzzy Barton was notched as the vice president. Thomas Grillo writes in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn, in a short speech, Sear recalled his father, the late David Sear, a former city councilor who served in the 1970s. Quote, I wish my dad were here, he said. I've tried to follow in his footsteps. He was the kind of guy that you could always depend on. He taught me to stand by your word. Sear also praised outgoing president Daniel Cahill and called him an extremely unbelievable council president. Me and Dan have had some rocky times over the years, like in a marriage, he said. I've learned a lot from Dan, and I hope he's learned some things from me. I've come to respect him and call him a friend. He's done the council and the city proud and always strives to do the right thing. Sear presented Cahill with a framed watercolor of City Hall on behalf of the council. Darren Sear is a perfect example of how a councilor should do his job, and it's really touching that he mentioned his father, Cahill said. I hope one day my son could say something like that about me. Congratulations. In other business, the council amended an ordinance that would increase fines for false alarms for the first time in 7 years. Under the new measure, the first two false alarms are forgiven, but a third will cost home and commercial property owners $100. That is up from $50, and it increases from there up from $150 and $300 for five or more. For North Shore Today on MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All right. Thank you, Bill. Bridget Turcotte writes on itemlive.com, a truck delivering heating oil to a home on Sampson Road in Saugus overturned Tuesday afternoon, trapping the driver inside and spilling more than 100 gallons of fuel. The truck rolled onto the driver's side near the intersection of Sampson Road and Dewey Street around 1:30 p.m. Neighbor Kathy Belchner had just picked up her one-year-old granddaughter after a nap when she heard the crash. Her husband, Robert Belchner, and daughter Caitlin Nahibian quickly ran to the truck's side to see if the driver was injured. Nahibian is quoted as saying, the driver wanted us to jack the truck up because his legs were pinned. He kept saying, my legs are pinned, my legs are pinned. Saugus police declined to identify the 46-year-old driver who was rescued by Saugus firefighters. Kathy Belchner said she watched as crews removed the truck's windshield to free the man. He was taken to an area hospital with minor injuries, according to Lieutenant Ronald Giorgetti of the Saugus Police Department. The truck belongs to August Brothers Oil, an East Boston oil company. Crews spent 2 hours turning it upright. The Saugus Department of Public Works remediated the spilled oil. Once the truck was turned back upright, the Department of Environmental Protection cleaned up the remaining mess. Giorgetti said the cause of that accident is under investigation. Gail McCarthy writes in today's Gloucester Times, a Gloucester woman will get national exposure on Friday when a Hollywood film about a defining moment in Boston's history opens across the country. Kara O'Connell answered a casting call to be a silent extra and had the good luck to land a speaking part in Patriots Day about the terrorist attack at the 2013 Boston Marathon. The movie, starring Mark Wahlberg and now playing in select cities, opens everywhere January 13. When the bombings occurred, O'Connell was a Gloucester High School junior at home with the marathon on television in the background. She and her mother watched the chaotic aftermath on the news in the hours after the attack when scant information was available. Now a Boston College junior and biology major, the 20-year-old O'Connell knows in detail about the days that ensued. Instead of being an extra in the film's background, according to Gail McCarthy, O'Connell became a love interest of sorts for Dun Meng, the Chinese man, who was carjacked by the Tsarnaev brothers and held a gun to his head and had a gun held to his head by Tamerlan Tsarnaev. That occurred right after they shot and killed Massachusetts Institute of Technology police officer Sean Collier, a Salem State University graduate. O'Connell was born in China, adopted by Gloucester's Joy O'Connell when she was 4 months old, and grew up in Gloucester. The 2014 graduate of Gloucester High School was a member of the varsity cheerleading team and the Docksiders jazz band, in which she played keyboard. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsports.com.